I just wanted to start by asking you, Father, just take us through what happened then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went out on Sunday afternoon to see a few people about 4 o'clock, and I came back at 8:30 that evening, Sunday evening, and I noticed, first of all, I noticed one window was smashed, so I thought, oh, there's been a robbery. Then I saw two windows smashed, began to wonder. And then I saw the third one smashed in, and glass everywhere, of course, outside and inside. So then I realized it was more than, it wasn't a robbery, really, because nothing was touched or nothing was taken. So it was this belief that this could happen at this particular, at this time. I thought we were well past all of that. And then I was just in a state of shock, really, and so I had to call the police and get all that done, you know, and try to take in what had happened and, you know, how serious it really is, you know. I don't think those who did it represent the majority of the people here in this area, Lisbeth, in Skillen. I get on well with people across the community.
I wanted to ask, Father, mm-hmm. if you don't mind me asking, what age are you, and are you a full-time priest?
I'm semi-retired, as they call it now, but you don't get retired nowadays, so you don't retire. But because of my health issues, I'm 70 years of age. I had a couple of heart attacks. Because of that, I came out here. I was asked if I would like to go out here to this parochial house here rather than be in the busy house in the town in Skillen, to give me some peace and respite out in this house. And it was going fine, you know, it was fine, but, don't know now whether I'd be able to stay here or not. Just don't come.
Yeah, given what you just said there about maybe your past health, does that throw serious doubt in your mind then of you continuing
on? Well, it's a big issue. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, stress is one of the worst things you can suffer from, and I think it was partly stress that caused caused my heart attacks in the first place. So I wanted to avoid it at all costs, but now I'm not so sure if that's possible where I'm living here in this house. I'm still here in the house, but it's all boarded up for the time being until I get some kind of somebody in to fix it.
Do we have any idea of the cost that the damage will take?
It'll be about 1,000, I suppose. Anyway, you know, these windows are about 300 apiece, I'm told, to fix or to put in, and then labour and all that. But the cost, financial cost, isn't the biggest concern, you know.
And how do you feel towards, well, first and foremost, the police have said that this is a hate crime. You said that's something that you would have expected to be in the past. How do you feel towards the aggressors, the people that did put on the windows?
I don't feel angry. I feel more pity than anger. I feel, God, these people haven't learned anything. They haven't moved at all. You know, they haven't moved on. They're still in the old time warp that a priest who speaks out or says what he believes has to be attacked physically like this. This is not, you know, this is dreadful stuff, you know.